Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Just as we trust our parents, our elders, we need to go somewhere and we need the car. We ask them and we give the keys. Sahaba Ikrams trusted in what Allah said. With that conviction, with that yaqeen, I will ask for this and I will get it. Amongst our elders, Hazrat Imam Zafar Hussain Sahib Rahmatullahi, who happens to be the grandparents of Imam Muhammad Ilyas Sahib. His name is quite verbal. In him being very particular about halal and haram. Halal and haram became so, became such a feature that was evident. So people were reluctant in offering the dawat, offering food. Because they knew if it was contaminated with haram, then his body won't accept it, he must reject. Like some food our bodies don't accept. So his body was such. If it was contaminated with anything that was not right, he just spew it out straight away. Now you will become afraid now. We'll feed him and we'll have to face the embarrassment. It was his style. He preferred going on Hajj on foot against the pedal jamaats. So many of his Hajj he did on foot. The intention was not because of poverty, because he felt going on foot and then we cut through villages, we have become a little bit indifferent to Islam. They are Muslims, but they have strayed away. Now, I go talk to them about Deen and bring them back. I got many hundreds of villages he got right. Whether it's going on and bringing them. Going, bringing them. His elders, what was the frame of mind? One is to enjoy the suffer of Hajj, for so much being for Hajj, for Umrah. And their idea was not that, their idea was Deen, primarily. Those that have strayed away from Deen, and how to bring them close, how to bring them back. That was the primary concern. When he went praying for Hajj and he came across a village, he saw that the masjid was locked down for a couple of good years. So he found out that a certain chaudhary, how in this country you call an Induna chief, so a certain chief is in charge of the masjid. And he's not coming, so nobody's, he's not coming to the masjid, so nobody comes to the masjid. So anyway, when he spoke to that chief, and the chief replied, see, me, I can't make the wuzu properly, because I got stylish hair. I'm going to make the wuzu, all my style will go away. Beard, hair, etc., all stylish, and it costs a lot of money to bring up the style. To get your namaz done, you have to make wudu. And if you have to get your wudu done, then you have to spoil my hairstyle. So Ma'ar told him, I wanted to see a namaz in that style, in that way. So anyway, he did that, and he read two rakats in namaz. In sajda, he spent about half an hour. The khadim asked him, you know, what happened. In the meanwhile, this chief, this namaz time, it's alright. I didn't take an oath that I won't perform namaz. Let me just make the namaz. So he did the wudu and made the namaz. So the khadim is asking, you know, first time I'm seeing something like this, you're telling the person to do the namaz without wudu. And second thing I'm seeing that, first time I'm noticing that you spend so much of time in sajda. Says, I went in sajda and was pleading to Allah Ta'ala. But the most I could do is to invite him to your house. To turn his heart to rightness, like I don't understand. So I did how much I could do. All that I will turn his heart. They say after that, Chaudhary became such a puncture on namaz that even his tahajjud wouldn't become qada. So these people had the type of conviction and yaqeen with Allah Ta'ala, will ask and Allah Ta'ala will make it happen. So here he got the person namazi, when he opened the masjid, the whole masjid got filled up. So we were waiting for this. To see the relationship and the connection they had with Allah Ta'ala. Not just making Umrah or Hajj, etc. But you have to see now that Islam becomes alive in that area.
Good afternoon.
اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الملك كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون وصل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد كلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين رب اغفر وارحمنا أنت خير الراحمين يا الله for the honor we send يا الله يا الله we confess for our weaknesses and our gunas يا الله يا الله all these halat and whatever difficulties that we are facing the ummah is facing because of our gunas يا الله يا الله in this mubarak month of Ramadan forgive each and every gunah of ours يا الله Ya Allah, you have created the means for our forgiveness, Ya Allah, and for our progress, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have locked the shayateen and the jinnat, Ya Allah. You open the doors of Jannat, and you close every door of Jahannam, Ya Allah. And you announce to us that, Ya Baqi, Ya Khayyit, Qabil, that the one that wants to do good, that come forward and do good, Ya Allah, you grant us the tawfiq to come forward and answer that call of yours, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in this month, you are saving so many people from the fire of Jahannam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you make us from those also, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our a'mal, our ibadat, in front of your countenance and magnificence is like nothing, Ya Allah. Only out of your grace and mercy, Ya Allah, you count your acceptance, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you change all our evils into good deeds, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, change our evil habits into good habits, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our parents, Ya Allah, those that have passed away, grant them Jannah to Firdaus, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those that are alive, Ya Allah, grant us the qadr and ability to serve them and make it a means of our jannat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have not fulfilled your rights, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but out of your grace and mercy, Ya Allah, you bless them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they are responsible for planting the initial seeds of iman into our hearts, Ya Allah. You accept them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all our asatizah that have allowed us and taught us and allowed us to progress in deen, Ya Allah, you accept them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our mashayikh that have made so much of effort on us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept all the efforts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you grant us a tawfiq to practice on whatever their teachings are, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, to appreciate them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, to have the correct aqidat and muhabbat for them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we came here for your love and muhabbat, Ya Allah, you grant it to us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we came for your pleasure, Ya Allah, you grant us your pleasure, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you allow us to live a life of obedience, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from a life of disobedience, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you make every sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam most beloved to us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us for all our shortcomings, Ya Allah. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان عليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسولا ونبيا وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.